Howdy, everybody. I'm Keen Hacksaw, the voice of college football. You've heard of the Rose Bowl. You've heard of the Cotton Bowl. But have you heard of the 19th annual Rosary Bowl? Here to tell you all about it is the 5'2" sophomore, Dina Marie Hale.
Ooh, that is too fun. I got to get my helmet on and my shoulder pads, and I'm ready to... Wait a minute. Let me get my number one... weapon. I got to get my rosary.
That's
now right. I'm ready for my rosary bowl.
That Woo! Is fantastic. Now that is an introduction if I have ever heard one. You recognize that voice. That is Dina Marie Hale. She has got her spiritual weapon in hand, and she's got a long honey-do list for her husband. They are packing up today, and they are headed to Salem for the Rosary Bowl. It is coming up this weekend. Good morning, Dina Marie. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, Brenda and Brian, it's awesome, and you are so right. We are packing, and the rig is full. I'm still printing things off. We're still getting emails out. I got priests coming, seminarians coming. We got Bishop Smith coming. Now, we just need all of you to make a commitment to come and join us on Saturday. Brenda, I was at an event at our parish last weekend, and one of our parishioners, and you know her, Janice Atkins from Encounter Ministries,
yes.
She came up to me and she said, Dina Marie, what's the Rosary Bowl? I said, well, let me tell you. And so I said, it's okay, Janice. It's only been happening for 19 years. You're raising kids. I know you're busy, but now's the time to come. So now's the time to come to pray. What does Pope Leo say? Come and pray the rosary for peace in the world every day in October. Okay. How about doing it with a couple hundred of your family and friends to make a powerful impact for souls for salvation? That's what I want, is souls to get to heaven. That's why we come together first Saturday of every October in this Archdiocese of Portland to pray for peace.
That is so wonderful. And you know what it sounds to me? It's like, yes, we pray our rosary, and that is a powerful thing to do. But just imagine how much more those prayers are multiplied when we come together and pray. And that's part of what you will be doing. And this isn't just let's come together, pray the rosary, and then everybody leave. This is an event. It starts early in the morning down in Salem, and people have lots of opportunity to offer their prayers, to join their prayers with other faithful, but to also find healing and forgiveness for themselves. So let's go through this day, because people, you are not going to want to miss this.
Oh, I tell you what, from the moment you walk in the door, I believe you're going to get the energy. And when you talk about, Brenda, in terms of prayer, prayer is going to change you. You know, this is the thing about coming together. When you come together with a group of people, you realize it's just not my faith with Jesus. Yes, we want you to have a relationship with Jesus, but it's bigger than that. We're part of a family. And when we gather people, this is why we do this, is we come together to put you in an environment so you can be closer to knowing what heaven might be like. It's like this whole big Catholic party of celebrating God's grace and mercy. Mercy comes from confession, coming from a change of heart, coming from, I realize I did something wrong and I want to change and do something right. We've got priests coming from 9 o'clock till about 1 o'clock to be that agent of mercy, to be that messenger of mercy. So confession's going on starting at 9 a.m. Mass will begin at 10 a.m. And we are going to have such a beautiful gathering on this beautiful feast. We're going to celebrate the feast, not really the feast, but we're going to really honor Our Lady, Queen of Peace. Our theme is going to be peace and hope for the Mass, for the Rosary, for the afternoon talk by Father John Marshall. The day is just, it's covered in prayer. You were talking earlier this morning with our beautiful Sarah Kinsey. She talked about Saint Carlo Acutis. We will have a second-class relic of Carlo and have an opportunity for you to take home a holy card, which will become a third-class relic of Carlo. We have his Eucharistic miracles on display. We have the Knights of Columbus and some great community representation of our prayer community, like the World Apostolate of Fatima, like our seminarians. They're coming. Our seminaries are coming. You saw their faces on that beautiful, beautiful poster that Father Julie has been putting together with the vocations office. They're there serving at the Rosary Bowl. So you're going to have a lot of hope. You're going to have a lot of joy in celebrating your faith. And if you're a new Catholic, if you're like in becoming Catholic, OCIA, you're just thinking about becoming Catholic, boy, I hope you come. I hope you come with your community to learn what does it mean to be part of a family that's a family of hope, truth, love, joy, mercy. We're going to close the day at 3 o'clock praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy together. So from the Eucharistic miracles to the Knights of Columbus exemplification ceremony to the rosary to adoration, it's going to be a full day. It's free, Brenda. It can't get any better than that. And Dina Marie and Rob and the Rosary Bowl team are going to give you sandwiches, cookies, muffins, bear claws, coffee. Come on out. It's just going to be a blast.
Oh, man, I'm so hungry. If you're just joining us here on The Morning Blend, we're talking with Dina Marie Hale about the 19th Rosary Bowl. Dina Marie, we got about 2 minutes left here. I wanted to go back in time real quick. The impetus of starting this 19 years ago and how it's maybe transformed over the years to where we're at this weekend.
Yeah, the first 2 years that we did Rosary Bowl, 2007, 2008, for those of you who have been there that long, we started outside at the Volcano Stadium off of I-5 and Kaiser because that was a space we could use to set up a stage outside first Saturday of October. You guys are talking about football. We blew away and we froze the first year with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Donna Corey Gibson, Michael John Poirier, Bishop Steiner. The second year, we got drowned with the Thirsting and Daniel Oberreiter with David Phillips and Seraphim. So we decided to go indoors. But you know who started this? Well, our Blessed Mother started this, but Father Patrick Payton, the priest who said the family that prays together stays together. His model, his inspiration of bringing people together on a rosary crusade to pray the rosary for peace in the home. That's where we start. Peace is in the home, in the family. We want to get families to pray together. When I hear about priests and religious who have found their vocation, many times it's because their family prayed together on a regular basis in the home. That's what we want to do. We continue to do it 19 years later. Now we're at East Salem Community Center indoors where we won't get rained on. We won't have a power outage, praise God. And we want families to pray together, to stay together. And Father Payton said, a world at prayer is a world at peace. That's what we want, is we want to help more people learn how to pray, talk to God, listen to God, and then we become a community of peace.
Well, it is going to be surely a beautiful event. All of the guests, all of the people, the saints, the angels will be joining us in prayer. Our Lady will be there, as will Christ. So it's going to be just such a wonderful event. Dina Marie, rest well tonight because you've got a full couple of days and we cannot wait to see you at this year's Rosary Bowl.
We'll do it. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.